Heavy coat and mitten season?
Always saving you money.
Sweatshirt and jean season?
Always efficient.
Capris with a cami and a cardigan, because the weather has a mind of its own season?
Air Source heat pumps are always efficient because they move heat inside when you need it and outside when you don't, saving energy and money. Rebates are available in your area. Visit otpco.com. Otter Tail Power Company, on for savings.
790 KFGO time is 11:12. Are you about to snap like the rest of us? The only person that's not about to snap in the upper Midwest is Bruce Nord, who's in our KFGO studios, and he'll join us in just a moment. It's been so fun to visit with Bruce Nord, but his job is just about done here, and he'll join us momentarily. We're also going to go out to Washington State, site of that horrible landslide, and we'll talk to Brian Sean from the American Red Cross from our local chapter here in Fargo. He and a couple of other folks are out there. They've been out there for quite some time, and he'll join us this hour on KFGO. Also, we're trying to get a hold of a guy from Golden Valley, North Dakota, who's got quite a tale to tell involving guns, involving robbery.
Some guy tried to rob it.
Were you going to? A couple of guys. So we'll tell you the story and we'll see what we'll talk more about that later. But we're trying to get a hold of the guy who actually defended his house. He had a 22 caliber. I think those are little pistols, right? Well, anyway, we'll tell you more about that later. But Bruce Nord is much more important than this today.
Yeah. In fact, Bruce Nord, of course, is with the North Dakota Department of Transportation. We've always called upon him, at least for the last 20 years, as I recall, or so. For the delivery of bad news when it comes to roadways, highways, and byways in our neck of the woods. And Bruce, it was a pleasure seeing it. You're going away last weekend, and it's a pleasure to see you again.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Kind of strange that after all these years and all the times we spent time on the telephone, I realized last Saturday when I ran into you that the only reason I recognized you was because I saw your picture on the invitation to your going away party. We've never met before that day, have we?
No, never have.
It's really good to know you. So how long have you, what was your first job in real life?
My first job was working for my brother-in-law on a family farm. And then I had a draft number of 66, which meant I was probably going to be drafted. Vietnam was going on, and I joined the Air Force. And then I went to work for the DOT as a temporary. For right before I went in the service. And then after the service, I got on with the DOT and did a welding job.
And we'll take up after that, but why did you decide to join the service for 4 years? Would you say the Air Force?
Yeah, I was in the Air Force.
Instead of the two-year draft.
Well, I just, they offered me some mechanical experience for some schooling and stuff, and I thought that was probably the easiest way to go. So I had stationed in Grand Forks for the whole time, so I didn't see a whole lot of country. But
and are you from here?
Originally from Enderlin, North Dakota.
Oh, and you got stationed in Grand Forks.
Got stationed in Grand Forks and was there for the duration.
Well, thank you for your service to country.
Thank you.
Now, as far as working for Department of Transportation, after that welding job, is that what came?
Yep. I started as a welder, and then from there, we had a mechanic that transferred. So I took a mechanic's job and then did that for 3-4 years. And then my passion was to get outside and run equipment and stuff. So I did that for a number of years. And in the last 20 years, I've been as a superintendent overseeing the southeast part of the state.
And your duties as were perceived on the radio, I presume, was to talk to Jack and Sandy and Joel Heitkamp and Mike McFeely. But indeed, what is the superintendent's duties include?
Well, I oversee all the maintenance activities in the southeast part of the state. Anything from snow removal to patching in the summertime to mowing to fence repair to pothole repair and that types of stuff.
So it's not all glamour.
It's not all glamour by no means. Yeah, there's never a dull day.
Yeah, and of course, most often when our audience heard from you, it was in those times of trial and tribulation on the highways and the byways. And what did you think of that role?
Well, you know, I have felt that was part of the job to, the taxpayers are paying my salary, so they have a right to know what's going on as far as the road conditions. And of course, the only time you guys ever called was when it was bad.
Yeah. Well, hey, Bruce, are the roads still clear?
But, let the public know what's going on and the bad areas and and give them a little bit of insight on what's going on out there.
Was it a gratifying role in your position of sharing that information, knowing that maybe you changed the lives, so to speak, of someone who may have decided to go somewhere that you were recommending?
There's been a few people that have approached me and told me that they always appreciated me coming on and telling them what the conditions are, and they have made different plans. But not everybody did that all the time. But there's a lot of we got more calls on problems than we got compliments. Mm-hmm. And, the guys do the best they can. Mother Nature doesn't always help us out.
I recall one time that we heard your voice frequently because we used you in our on-air promos, our promotions and such, especially for bad roads.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Didn't need you for good roads, Bruce. At one point you said, I don't recall the entire context, but you said, you have to stay off the road. Someone's going to get killed here. And as I recall, the story was in the newsroom that you heard.
Yeah,
from
I remember that. It was a frustrating day. We had some bad roads. Mother Nature wasn't giving us a break. We had a lot of wind, icy roads, and we had a number of accidents that day. And Ed Schultz was the one that I had talking to, and I made the comment that traffic doesn't slow down. Yeah, somebody is going to have an accident, probably lose their life. And after I said that, I was, I probably shouldn't have put it that way, but I did. And,
Did you hear from Bismarck?
No, I didn't hear from Bismarck. I heard from my boss. You kind of got to watch what you say. And that particular morning, it was frustrating, and not only to me, but for our guys. They were out trying to do a job, and we always ask the traffic back off a little bit, give us some room, let us do our job. And that morning was it was unbelievable. There was no common courtesy to the DOT. Everybody was in a hurry. They were trying to pass us not only on the left but on the right, The State Patrol was out there at the accident scenes, and they were shooting radar, and they were getting people coming by them after a rollover at, 55, 60 miles an hour, and the road is completely ice. So it was a very frustrating day.
If you were talking to Ed Schultz, that could have been in 96, 97 when the interstate was closed. I remember some 11 times that year, and we had 116 inches of snow in the Red River Valley. It was crazy.
That was a trying experience. It seemed like every weekend there was a snowstorm, and we would go out and plow the roads, blow them open, get them serviceable again, and then 3-4 days later, there would be another storm.
I remember. I also seem to remember you telling our listeners one morning, and I think it was on News and Views with Joel Heidkamp, to get off your cruise. Can you? You've got a little time for us because we want to know what you're going to start doing once you retire.
Do you golf?
Yeah, I do.
You're going to want to shave. Keep shaving.
Yeah, I golf, but I don't keep score.
If your wife needs any advice, tell her to call me. I've been here. I've been there.
790 KFGO. You can tell how many friends someone has if you go to their retirement party. And it went late, I understand. Bruce Nord was holding court at Tailgaters on Saturday as he has retired officially as of 3:30 today. This will be one of his last official duties, I guess, being on the Jack and Sandy show.
Bruce Nord, the woman called and said, Bruce will never talk about this, but ask him about the governor's life-saving award. What happened there?
I was on my way to Bismarck for a meeting, and a car ran off the highway and went into the water, and there was another guy going eastbound. So we got turned around, and he got into the water first, and I was in there shortly behind him, and there was two elderly people. The gentleman had fallen asleep. It was early April. The ice was out, but the water was extremely cold, and we were able to break the window and get both him and her out of the car. And the other gentleman and myself, and there was another lady from Jamestown that came and helped, and we were able to save them, and we got nominated for a life-saving award.
Well, only one of five people. in the state. So that obviously brings up a lot of memories and emotional memories.
You're on the road all the time. I don't know, most of the time, I should say, but I know there's been a lot of different accidents where you've came across, and not only me, but our guys, you know, we're out there, and you see things that you have to deal with.
You have your headphones over there?
Yep.
Okay, put them on. Roy wants to say something to you. Hi, Roy. You're on KFGO with Bruce Nord, retired North Dakota DOT superintendent.
All your hard work over the years.
Start that over, Roy. I didn't have you turned on.
Congratulations. All your hard work over the years.
Well, thank you very much.
DOT, I've always wondered about you saying something that may be politically incorrect about people slowing down, but I've always thought traffic's a good measure of what's going on in people. It's mostly nothing. And your patience is admirable, and I really believe that you have a right to say something like that because some people don't get the message. And however, a lot of the drivers aren't listening, unfortunately, to KFGO. They're listening to their headphones and all kinds of other things. So,
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it and appreciate your sentiments. What are you going to do, Bruce?
Well, I've got some stuff that I want to do at home. We're going to put in a new patio deck out front and then get some stuff down at the lake. We have a trailer down on some rental property down by Vergas, Minnesota on Loon Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got some work to do down there. And
July. What are you going to do after July?
it may take me a little bit longer than 1 month, but I'll do some fishing and maybe take up the game of golf a little bit more serious than I have been and maybe do some hunting in the fall.
You'll have more time to come by and have a cup of coffee.
I can do that.
Do you have any tips for Sandy? You already told him to be sure to shave.
I just told it his wife if she has any, because there will be a time when maybe you'll think about maybe shaving or not shaving, and then there'll be that shirt you'll get attached to,
mm-hmm.
and then she'll kind of look at you sort of strangely and think, he was never like this before. He always changed clothes every day and showered and shaved, and so something's changed. I know it has. And so if that happens, I'm right here for her.
Okay.
I am here for her. I've aided other women throughout this retirement process. So, and you'll be working within a year, just in case.
Yeah, by the way.
Is there anything else you want to know about what's coming up?
No.
Bruce,
you're a good man, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Just want to thank you so much for your service to the community, to the state, and to our listeners and us. Thank you for your openness and your communication ability.
Thank you for being available when we need to get the word out on issues. So thank you very much.
You're the guy.